I have two poems set in Jamaica. They share, I guess, an attempt to describe that space you notice when you're in another. Not only when you're in another culture, but in this case, when you hear another language spoken, because though what I suppose the Fodor's Guide to the Caribbean claims that the language spoken in Jamaica is English, but it's a patois. And operates very differently than our English does, and has a different grammar, in which, for example, there make relatively no distinction between male and feminine pronouns. So that confuses one's ordinary sense right away. And people who operate with a grammar who works that way think differently of gender than we do. This goes all the way along the line. So I was interested by the amount of mistranslation and misinformation that goes across this cultural gap, and I wrote some poems trying to embody that and to investigate it. And here are two of them. The first of them is a poem called Jamaicans Posing to be Photographed. And something that I myself would never do. I hate taking photographs. I'm vain and don't mind being photographed, but I don't like to take pictures with a camera because it means that I somehow imagine that I'll have that information and therefore don't need to remember it as accurately as possible. So I don't carry a camera. But if I did, and I were taking a picture of Jamaicans posing to be photographed, it would come out like this. Illiterate Esther watched me closing a book and asked, "Can you hear from the dead with that box?" "God, yes. Today, I take pictures. My subjects are full dress." My subjects. "As the language I live by flows through me, it carries so much history I'm embarrassed. I who believe in language and distrust its exact parlor tricks. Full dress, historical posture, as if they were running for office, or these were wedding pictures, since white folks care about weddings. Somber Ronald, age 3, and Esther, archival, though nothing keeps in the heat, and the dead don't live in boxes."